Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Trump breaks Zelensky. Finally, no love lost between those two. Signature on the so-called rare earth minerals deal, giving U.S. preferential access to resources, but most importantly, the rights to share in the profits, split the revenue 50-50. And that's rare earth minerals, oil, and gas. Fantastic. Of course, we'll have to have a Republican president in place, Lee, who will be interested in things like rare earth minerals, oil, and gas.
There is that.
Right. Instead of leaving them in the ground. But Trump has given us a way to get some of the money back that was printed or borrowed from our children and grandchildren and bring it back to the U.S. So this is fantastic. So the deal gives the U.S. privileged access to new investment projects to develop Ukraine's natural resources, including aluminum, graphite, oil, and natural gas. Now, a couple of things here with this that are kind of, I don't want to say being missold, but not completely honestly delineated, shall we say. The rare earth minerals part of this deal, there isn't really one. Most of the minerals that are in this we have here in America. The ones we really need are not in here. But that's okay. Because I'm going to tell you why in a minute. That's okay because the real purpose of this is to get the money back, to begin to be able to say, okay, Ukraine, if you want to keep it up, you want to keep up this war to make the Euroweenies happy, then you're going to have to pay. You're going to have to, there's going to be a cost for that. This is going to continue to go on. It's not free anymore. So that's the good news. Again, there aren't a lot of rare earth minerals here. There are some, but there aren't a lot. Now, Zero Hedge's got a really good breakdown of this, quoting several sources, including Bloomberg. So here's what this really does, aside from the fact that Trump has, and Congress has never been interested at all in getting this money back. You know, the neocons, the Democrats, not interested, don't care. They'll put their children, their grandchildren in hock for Ukraine and then never think a thing about it again. As an entire generation of kids can't afford to buy a house. That's the price of this. Printing all this money. There's no middle class real estate market to speak of if we continue with inflation at the rate it is and interest rates that are needed to tamp it down. I mean, these aren't cheap things or free things because we can print the money now and borrow the money now. I mean, the cost is the interest rate and the inflation. The inflation and the interest rate needed to bust it back down. And that means that an entire generation of kids, my kids, won't be able to buy a house. And that's not going to change anytime soon if you look at what the Republicans are doing in Congress. They want to go one better than the Democrats on the printing and borrowing, and it's not going to work while giving out tax cuts, which is bizarre. But anyway, getting back to this, the really important thing that's going on right now is Trump finally has leverage over Putin. And Putin, at the same time, now has something to offer Trump because Putin is going to want to get in on a minerals deal or he's going to get left behind. The real minerals, the real prize is in Russia if you want rare earth minerals. And so the fact that this deal has been signed is huge for pressuring Russia to come to the table and be like, wait, no, we got a better deal. We got a better deal for you. Because right now, this means, hey, we're going to be protecting the, you know, the natural gas, the graphite, the oil, the aluminum. We're going to be protecting what's ours in Ukraine. That is for the first time Trump has established some kind of leverage over Putin. So this is great. This is fantastic. And I could be wrong, but I am betting backdoor right now Russia is trying to get a deal signed with Trump, because any deal with Russia is going to be way better for this country than the one in Ukraine, just because of they actually have rare earths, and as opposed to Ukraine. And a lot of the quote unquote Ukraine rare earths are actually in territory Russia controls and is not going to give up, and has won in this war. So if we can get deals on both sides, Lee, that's the prize.
Yeah.
And this gets us one step closer. One step closer. You know who loses bigly here? There is a massive major loser here, finally. That's great to watch it. NATO. NATO is the massive major loser here, I mean Germany, France, and the UK. Because what's been going on here, every time Putin comes out, and it started literally the week after Trump was elected, Putin came out and started to talk peace. NATO goes on a bombing run. They bomb and kill Russian civilians. They hit Russian military installations. They hit Crimea and indiscriminately kill civilians and military, all in a bid to try to stop peace. So Putin's gotten to the point he can't even say the word peace because NATO will go on a mass murdering spree. And by NATO, I mean the war room operated out of Germany. Our media doesn't report it. They only report when Putin retaliates, which is why it always seems so bizarre. Why on Monday is Putin floating something like peace, and Wednesday, by Wednesday, he's bombing Kyiv? Well, what they don't tell you is that Predator drones, you know, 80 Predator drones have now been shot down over in Russian territory, and NATO assassinated a Russian general. They do this to stop peace, to stop Putin from coming to the table, and to demonstrate that Trump is not in charge to Putin. That, look, you could sign all the peace deals you want with Trump. He didn't speak for us. That's what NATO is saying. He can't even control us. Look at us. We're flying Predators over your country. We're killing your civilians. And so you sign a Trump peace deal is what NATO's been saying. You sign a Trump peace deal, all that means is your hands are tied while we bomb you. And so yesterday, getting Zelensky to the table, getting him to sign this, took that part of that away from NATO. And they are our major obstacle to peace, really. And part of the problem, too, and I said this earlier this week, there was a bombshell broken by conservative treehouse as Russia shot down 80 of these drones. I think it's 84 over Russian territory, just massive Predator drones bombing and bombing and bombing. It came out, they were ours. I don't know who's flying them, but we were sending them out of Arizona. While Trump's screaming at Putin, stop it, peace, peace, we want peace, stop bombing Kyiv. Russian civilians are being killed by our Predator drones. And if you saw who broke it, it's conservative treehouse. Major fan of Trump. Going, this is hypocrisy. You can't be screaming at Putin for bombing Kyiv when you're bombing him. And I think the reason treehouse ran it was because Trump didn't know he was bombing Russia. I don't think Trump has established full control over our government. I think those predators were being shipped out of, predator drones were being shipped out of Arizona without Trump's knowledge. I don't think Trump would double cross Putin like that. I think he didn't know. And treehouse, same thing. You could read between the lines. And all of a sudden that comes out and suddenly we're able to get Putin to the table. And it looks like, hopefully, Zelensky. I think that made a huge, huge difference. Because I think Zelensky's been a little afraid of a peace deal because it's not clear that Trump, one, has any control over NATO whatsoever, and two, has any control even over our, you know, rogue elements of our government shipping. And it looked like there were some F fighter jets as well going out of Arizona being flown to Ukraine. And I bet you Trump didn't know. So this is, this is all good. This is great. This is showing Putin that Trump finally has some leverage, and that is that deal with Zelensky. There's some reason, something Trump has to offer Russia. Because it, again, if I'm Putin, I'm looking at NATO bombing me and going, how are you going to stop them? I mean, that's not even clear you speak for them. And France and Germany have long wanted this violent war, this terrible war, World War III. They were promised that by the Biden administration. They already had their war plans drawn up. They wanted to get into it. And so Trump's got to subdue not just Ukraine, but the really dangerous forces here, which are France, Germany, and the UK, and the war machine. And so this is the first step toward doing that. So it's good news. Now watch this. Watch this. Let's see if Trump gets a similar deal with Russia. Because Russia's going to want one of these. Because then Russia could say, well, you know, you got to protect us too, you know, from the Euro weenies. You got to stop them from bombing us then. And we get the rare earth minerals, win-win. If he does it, it will be absolute geostrategic brilliance. I mean, Trump had no leverage and he just created some yesterday out of thin air. I mean, NATO had all the leverage. So great news. Really, really, really good news. And hopefully someday we will see some money out of the, you know, Ukraine side here. But Zelensky is an illegitimate ruler of that country. His term long since expired. He had a lot of his, basically most of the opposition party members killed. And so the thing with this deal is it's going to be hard going forward. I don't know that you could see the Ukrainian parliament even wanting to honor it because he is illegitimate. But that's okay. We got the paper and we could take it back to Russia and say, okay, sign. So there we go. That's actually what's happening in Ukraine, not the fake stuff in the UK, in the US media. And almost all of the media coverage of Ukraine in America is fake. If you want to even have a hope of understanding it, you have to read Times of India and other outside sources, because the American media, this is the deep state's last big hoax. Is Russia, Ukraine war. Almost everything you read about it is either fake or so incomplete that you are left confused. But that's what's going on. The next big, and watch for this, folks. I'm going to make another prediction because I nailed this last week. NATO is going to panic. And by NATO, I don't mean us. I mean France, Germany, and the UK. And they are going to go on a major bombing run in Russia to try to stop peace. They are in a panic about this May 7th through May 11th freeze, ceasefire that Russia has offered. They've got to keep the bloodshed going, and you are going to see major bombing runs inside of Russia. You're going to see Russian civilians killed. The U.S. media will not tell you, but I will. But when they're bombing in Russia, they're losing. They're losing. They're trying to keep us headed into World War III. Trump is trying to stop it. God bless him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Folks, one thing to remember. Do not, whatever you do, do not take the mainstream media, including the supposedly vaunted Wall Street Journal, seriously. They will, look, they are trying to terrify America. And by that, I mean mom and pop America. The 90s, this is an incredible number from Vanguard. 97% of individual investors who have not sold stocks since the beginning of the year. They can't budge mom and pop with fake terror. They are trying to tank the market. They are desperate to take the market to protect China, to protect their handfuls of multinational firms that have broken the back of American manufacturers, American farmers, American production in favor of their offshore conglomerations. It's been a theft operation run by Wall Street for a very long time. And Trump is beating it back. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about, okay? So I want you to remember this, because as we go forward, the headlines are going to be bad. There are going to be bad days where, wow, it looks scary. Like last week, when the Wall Street Journal, CNN, MSNBC, and even Fox Business to an extent declared the Dow was headed for its worst April since the Great Depression. I read those tweets to you. I didn't play the audio. I'm just not going to give these people that much space on the show. The end was nigh. It was over because a few highly connected multinational companies that, by the way, happen to buy a lot of the advertising in the Wall Street Journal, happen to fill up the commercial breaks on CNN, MSNBC, and yes, even Fox Business. The hysteria commenced. The Dow headed for its worst April since the Great Depression. How'd that end? Not so good for the financial prognosticators. But for everyone else, fine. The month ended up down 3%, yes, but not close at all to the worst April since the Depression. Not even close. In fact, the Dow was Seven successive trading days to close the month. It's longest win streak of the year to date. Where do you go to find that part out? Where you go find? You got to go on X. Follow the financial accounts that have larger audiences than CNN, MSNBC, Fox Business, and in many cases, the Wall Street Journal. And they're just people on Twitter who know things about the economy. Former hedge funders, honest brokers, people running their own investment firms, but who are not Wall Street titans who buy advertising at the breaks. My point here is this. Do not let them scare you into selling. So far, it's not working. It's not working. The clip of the week so far, Scott Bessent, with one stat, and the only stat that you need to know. This is it. The only stat that you need to know from Scott Bessent. And it's very simple. 97% of individual investors have not sold stock since Trump took office. What does that mean? That means that all of that hysteria, the plunge in the markets, the end is nigh, all of that was fake. It was 100% entirely generated by big corporate interests dumping their stock in order to scare you, hoax you into a market panic. They were hoping to tank the market at a Great Depression level, which is a risky thing to do. You start that ball down a hill with your fake news, you may not be able to stop it. Yeah, I know they can freeze trading, but I'm saying overall. They didn't care. They were willing to potentially cause another stock market crash to hold on to their power and the crooked way they accumulate wealth. But this is all you need to know from Scott Bessent.
The Vanguard, one of the largest money management firms in America, said that over the past 100 days, 97% of Americans haven't done a trade. And in fact, individual investors have held tight while institutional investors have panicked. So individual investors trust investors trust President Trump.
Megan.
And you can see that. Worst April since the Great Depression. Guess that didn't work out, did it, guys? Well, Wall Street Journal is supposed to be the gold standard. Who got it right? Me or them? I did. I told you it was a hoax. I told you they were deliberately trying to tank the market. I told you this was the institutional investors and it was fake. It was not a real market reaction to actual market conditions. It was people who control enough shares selling them strategically to tank the market while sending all of their talking heads on these stupid shows to scare you. I told you. A journalism degree. I don't even have an economics degree. I should be able to figure this out. I don't even have a graduate degree. I'm not even an economic expert. Not by a long shot. I've never worked at a hedge fund. It's just so easy to see. And you know what? It's not just me. 97% of mom and pop stockholders went, uh-uh, you're lying. I tell you this now. Because of the hysteria they were spinning yesterday about Biden's crappy economy and growth going into negative territory, where, folks, I assure you, it has been for a couple of quarters. They were just lying. The stats. Biden's Bureau of Labor Statistics was lying about the stats. Now they're adjusting them and telling you the truth. That is all that is going on here. Nothing has changed. Mom and pops understand that nothing has changed, and that's why they're holding on to their stock. Just remember this going forward, because there's going to be some bad days. Well, a sea change in the battle being fought. Who's fighting a battle over Ukraine? It's not who they've told you. Folks, the last great hoax run by the deep state is the Ukraine-Russian war. Almost, it's like COVID at the height of it. Almost everything in the media about it is fake. Or so much of the news, the actual news, has been left out that you can't even figure out what is going on. And Trump's problem up till now is he's had no leverage. He got some yesterday. I was absolutely shocked by this. Trump is probably the foreign policy genius of the century. I got to tell you. Here's the problem. Let me tell you what's really going on. And if you want to know, you almost got to read papers in India, because our media is so fake on this. Every time Putin and Trump agree to move toward peace, and it started in the days after Trump's election. And it was incredible. And Putin not only offered peace, he also offered to stop attacking our currency. Said, in fact, he'd be happy to transact in it. That, wow, what a sea change. He wants out of this war. Bad. Every time Putin and Trump agree to move forward toward peace, NATO, that's the Euro weenies, so UK, France, and Germany, NATO and Ukraine bomb Putin. They murder Russian civilians. They fly deep inside Russia. They assassinate a Russian general, as they did last week. They got a Ukrainian operative for that. He's in custody. They assassinate a Russian general to show Russia and Putin that Trump isn't in charge. NATO is. And that Trump doesn't represent NATO. Think about this for a minute, okay? You think France, Germany, and the UK like us much now? They are in the process of putting it down through political persecution, parties mirrored on Trump's movement. They hate Trump. They're terrified of populism. They don't want Trump getting a victory here. So every time Putin and Trump move toward peace, NATO bombs Russia brutally. I mean, wait, in the last 2 weeks, they've shot over 80 Predator drones down that were either flying and bombing over. I think there's F-16s in there, too. I'm pretty sure, but definitely the Predator drones. They've caught them over Crimea. They've caught them over Russian residential areas. Now they're assassinating generals. Anything to show Putin You can cut all deals you want with Trump. We're still going to bomb you. And if you cut a deal with Trump, guess what? You've agreed to peace and we can bomb you all we want. You can't respond. So Trump is in a pickle here. The problem is the Euro weenies. And Zelensky's just their puppet. He wasn't even really elected in Ukraine. They got the 2020 deal in Ukraine. The last actually elected president of Ukraine was pro-Russian. And he had to flee for his life after Barack Obama's Orange Revolution. Violent. They tried to kill him. Zelensky's a puppet. All of Zelensky's opposition is either dead or they've been silenced because he took control of the media. Killed reporters who said otherwise. So that country has been locked down. And the Euro weenies are running the place. Trump's trying to take it back from them. That is the background, okay? The U.S. media does not cover NATO's attacks on Russia, only when Putin retaliates. So if you watch this bizarre pattern of Putin saying, yeah, I'd like to freeze my lines, I'm willing to come to the table, talk for peace, and then 2 days later he's bombing Kyiv, like some of the worst bombing of the war. Well, that's so strange. Why would Putin say he wants peace and then bomb harder than ever? Well, what they don't tell you is 5-6 Russian children are dead, Russian civilians are dead, they've hit Russian military installations. So Trump is in a pickle because NATO has made it clear to Russia, Trump doesn't talk for us. He doesn't represent us. They're not at, if you notice, they're not at the negotiation table. In fact, Macron tried to butt his way in at the Pope's funeral to the negotiations with Zelensky, and they had to shove him out. So Putin knows the only way to truly stop this is for Trump to block funding for Ukraine and NATO and stop providing equipment for the attacks, right? Then he'll know whose side Trump is really on. Trump's going to have to choose, by the way. Putin also knows the U.S. Senate is likely to demand another tranche of funding for Ukraine in exchange for funding Trump's agenda, setting NATO up to have all the funds it needs to continue bombing inside Russia and hopefully get to World War III, which is their goal, all funded by us. So it would help if America would stop sending drones and fighter jets to NATO to bomb Russia with, while Trump insists Russia stop fighting back. It's incredibly hypocritical. And what I believe, I'm very convinced, is I don't think Trump knew we were sending them. Conservative Treehouse broke the story. It's one of the biggest stories of the week. We were quietly loading them onto planes in Arizona and sending them to Ukraine. So Zelensky's laughing at Trump, going, you can't even control your own government. They're still sending us bombers. We fly them over Russia. And Putin's going, dude, you're not only are you not in control of NATO, you're not in control of your own government. So it's looking pretty bleak. Because Trump didn't have any leverage. He didn't have any upper hand between any of these crazy people. And Putin, I know what Putin's saying back channel. Why are you bombing me and telling me not to fight back? I don't think Trump knew he was bombing him. I think that's the deep state. I think they were sneaking that stuff off to Ukraine out of Arizona. And Treehouse busted him, which means Trump knows now. So all of that is the background here, okay? All of that is the background. And Putin legitimately questioning whether Trump has established enough control over all parts of the U.S. government to stop weapons flowing from the deep state to Ukraine. And Putin said that before Trump took office. He said, I don't know if he could take control of the government. I don't know if he can either, but I know he's trying. So from Putin's perspective, Trump can't seriously enforce peace or any deal they put together. So there's no point in agreeing to it. He is actually a legitimately logical actor. It's actually NATO and the Euro weenies that are the true problem here. Because when that tranche of money comes into NATO, their families all have NGOs too. They get rich off of it. They don't want this to end. They want bloodshed. Now. Ongoing. Forever. And they're at the point now where they've so run out. There's everyone in Ukraine's dead. Average age of a fighter is 40. They're talking about sending their own kids to die. And maybe ours too. That was the plan. And then Trump won. So here's the good news. Trump went from zero leverage 48 hours ago with NATO undermining him to getting this deal signed with Zelensky, where now he's going to protect the rare earth minerals. There aren't hardly any rare earth minerals, but there is a lot of natural gas, oil, and coal. There's a little bit of aluminum and graphite, but the real rare earth minerals are in Russia. So now Russia's going, wow, Trump's just put himself on a defense posture with Ukraine. You know, if we continue hitting these areas, it's not good for us. If I'm Russia, I am knocking at the back door, going back channels, going, hey, we got way more rare earth minerals. You really need them. We'll turn our back on China and sign a deal with you. So Trump had to get the upper hand here over NATO and also over Zelensky, who's a lunatic, and over Russia. Bring all these people to the table. He did that with this deal. This is brilliant geopolitics. I don't know how he got Zelensky to sign this thing. And folks, no love lost between Trump and Zelensky, because two of the last three assassins had Ukrainian handlers or connections to Ukraine, including that 17-year-old boy. He had a Ukrainian handler who was coaching him on how to kill Trump. So when you see the tension between Trump and Zelensky, if two of the last three people caught for trying to kill you, that 17-year-old who killed his parents, either had just come from Ukraine or had a Ukrainian handler, you're sitting across from a guy who was likely part of a plot to kill you. That's why Trump's so hateful towards Zelensky, and he should be. And that is what's really going on there. This is a huge victory for Trump. This is going to bring, I think this is the only thing that could bring Russia to the table. It shows Russia that Trump can establish some control over the Euroweenie lunatics and Zelensky. Folks, more revolutionary stuff from Trump. Talking about suspending the writ of habeas corpus. This is what it's going to take. DC Drano, who's better than a lot of the media, he's an ex-account, suggested it last week. He's part of the White House press corps now, since he does real reporting compared to the rest of the media. Suggested it last week. Look, it's time to suspend the writ of habeas corpus to begin to get these violent, illegal immigrant, future Democrat voters and human traffickers the heck out of our country.
Well, there are ways to mitigate it, and there's some very strong ways.
Let me set this up a little better. Drano, D.C. Drano, Rogan Hanley, asked him, hey, look, these judges are overriding you. Congress is not going to do anything to stop them. They obviously don't have the will to do it. You know, what can you do? And last week in the press gaggle, D.C. Drano suggested, hey, suspend habeas corpus. So he just asked Trump again yesterday, you know, what are you going to do about these nationwide injunctions? Obviously, Mike DeKnife, our speaker, is not going to help you. The Republicans in Congress clearly want to keep the MS-13 caucus and expand it. They're not going to get this bill passed. It's been a month now to rein in these judges. And so he's asking again, will you suspend the writ of habeas corpus? Here's Trump.
Well, there are ways to mitigate it, and there's some very strong ways. There's one way that's been used by three very highly respected presidents, but we hope we don't have to go that route. But there is one way that has been used very successfully by three presidents, all highly respected. And hopefully we don't have to go that way. But there are ways of mitigating that.
So he's floating the idea that's previously been used by Presidents Abraham Lincoln, Ulysses S. Grant, and Franklin Delano Roosevelt, suspending the writ of habeas corpus. So as the National Constitutional Center notes, suspending habeas corpus means temporarily suspending an individual's legal rights to be brought before a court to challenge their detention. This right of habeas corpus, which you can read for yourself, is protected by the Constitution, Article 1, Section 9, but it allows relief from this, that the government can suspend habeas corpus in cases of rebellion or invasion, or if public safety requires it. So Trump's got two of those three. He's got invasion, he's got public safety to get rid of those 11 million illegal aliens. And this is what it may take, because Congress is just not going to act. I mean, Mike DeKnife is walking around talking about legislation, but again, it's been a month. And he's had since the beginning of the year. He and Thune have no intention whatsoever of doing this, because their big corporate donors want to keep their chicken plant processors on the line in order to depress wages so that Americans will be forced to work for less. And it's a tax evasion scheme. So they don't care if MS-13 and Tren de Aragua are running the country 10 years from now in a campaign of terror, as long as they get a good quarterly report. And Trump doesn't need those donors because he can raise his own money. So that's where this is going right now. This is great news. By the way, Trump needs to do this. We don't have time to mess around with the Republicans in Congress playing silly games. By the way, an update on St. Kilmar. Coming next, patron saint of wife beaters. Boy, was he wife beaty. He liked to beat the heck out of her, didn't he? Another judicial record, court record of St. Kilmar putting a slap down on his wife emerges. And wow, this one, this guy is a monster. And the Democrats are fighting valiantly to bring him home, which is apparently here, I guess.
Another protective order against suspected migrant gang member Kilmar Abreu-Garcia has been uncovered, this time from all the way back in 2020.
Chanley Painter is here with all the details. Hi, Chanley.
Hey, good morning, Carly and Todd. So in addition to the 2021 protective order filed by the wife of Kilmar Abreu-Garcia, another filing from 2020 has surfaced. This time his wife wrote in part, quote, "I am afraid to be close to him. I have multiple photos, videos of how violent he can be and all the bruises he left me. He told my ex-mother-in-law that even if he kills me, no one can do anything to him." Still, many Democrats, many of whom traveled to El Salvador, are advocating for Abreu-Garcia's release, believing he is an innocent man wrongly deported.
And a human trafficker, who, by the way, brought a lot of those illegals to South Carolina, one of his destinations of choice.